Hey, Jason, can I tell you a story?
Hey, Sarah, I'd love to hear a story.
All right, so here it goes. It's Wednesday at about 3 a.m., and everybody is sound asleep in their beds. Nearby is a substation that has a little visitor. It's a raccoon. And this little guy is about to cause a really big problem. The raccoon sneaks into the substation, and he manages to cause an outage that affects 38,000 people.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know, right? Believe it or not, the raccoon lives.
Yay.
And he evades getting captured by the guys there that are trying to get the substation back on.
Sarah, is this a real story or are you making this up?
This is a true story.
Whoa.
This particular case happened in Seattle in 2016. Mm. And even though that's a little far away, it's not the only example of these fuzzy, furry little critters causing trouble for electric utilities.
Well, Sarah, I have about 20 questions, but I think we should probably introduce ourselves first. Welcome to the very first episode of As a Meter of Fact with CoServe. My name is Jason Kress, and I help with digital web content on the communications team here at CoServe.
And I'm Sarah Ellis, and I focus on multimedia communications here at CoServe. In case you've never heard of us, CoServe is an electric and gas distribution company. We currently serve more than 250,000 members and customers in North Texas. We could say a lot more about CoServe, but for now, let's just sum it up in three words. Lead, innovate, serve.
We hope to communicate those three concepts throughout this podcast, and we want to serve as kind of a translation for some of the technical terms or jargon or piece of equipment or just things that matter to you on a service level here in the CoServe community. Sometimes the electric and natural gas industry can get pretty technical pretty quick, and we want to be here to communicate what's going on in a way that we all can understand. Well, let's jump into today's topic, which is going to be about reliability and animals, our furry neighbor friends. And we'll also talk about some of the new technology that we're using in order to provide even more reliable service to folks living in our area. So for that, we talked with one of our team members, the director of operations here at CoServe, Shay Hassel. And Shay shared about just some of the problems we've encountered over the past couple of years when it comes to animals and wildlife protection at our substations.
So Jason, before we get into it, let's talk quickly about what a substation is.
That's a great idea because it sounds like a great place to get a sandwich.
Think of a substation like an exit ramp on a highway. Now, you've seen the big transmission lines that take power from all across the area, and it feeds into a substation. And in that substation, the power gets converted and distributed to houses and small businesses, and that's what keeps the lights on. So think of that substation like an exit ramp.
Thanks, Sarah, for that super helpful explanation. Shay has been at CoServe for about 30 years, and he said that the problem with animals is more of a recent thing. Here's what he had to say.
I mean, I think a lot of it on our system, I don't know if it has something to do with the way that, you know, we have so much development going on our system. You know, you watch the news and you see the influx and coyotes. I think it's partially because we're kind of taking up the land that's their natural habitat, so it's kind of pushing them into areas that we don't typically see them.
Just to put things into perspective, wildlife near power equipment is the most common cause of outages at power public utilities, according to the American Public Power Association. However, in 2019, lightning caused more outages for CoServe members than small animals. There were only 36 animal-related outages in 2019.
So what kind of animals are we talking about here?
Well, according to Shay,
birds,
raccoons,
squirrels,
snakes, even fire ants.
Not everybody in the United States has a problem with fire ants. We so happen to have our share of fire ants, and they get into transformers, and they actually cause issues.
Last summer, fire ants actually built a nest in my AC unit at home, and it was terrible. They got in there, and they like somehow disconnected the coils, or they built a nest that like got in between two coils. And no more AC. for like 24 hours. And we were like, did it break? And then the AC guy came and said, no, you just have fire ants inside your AC unit. So cleared them all out, and we had nice cold AC. But it was like, whoa, I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah, no thanks.
We find them in our pad mount transformers. They get in meter bases. Like you said, they'll get on a set of contacts and a air conditioning condenser. So
that's great. And there's no fence that can like keep ants out. No, you're not. We're looking. We're still looking for that kind of technology.
Right.
Getting back to our slithering friends, Shay mentioned that snakes are a really big problem in the North Texas and much of the southern region of the United States.
There seems to be a correlation with springtime. If you have a real wet spring, you know, they actually do climb poles, believe it or not. Before I ever saw that, I probably wouldn't have believed, you know, somebody climbs a utility pole, but they actually do.
Yeah, so the idea of a snake climbing a pole is a little terrifying.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. But the question I had was, why are these snakes climbing poles to begin with?
Well, Shay mentioned that it's probably because of food or warmth.
It's not typically something that they're just getting up there to cause an issue. You know, they're going up there for a reason. Yeah. So
the snakes don't have bad intentions.
No, they're
sabotaging our electricity in the area.
All joking aside, if a snake causes an outage, it can affect a lot of people.
You know, the size of our circuit, you're talking several thousand people. But if they get on the transformer, then you're talking about thousands, and it could be thousands and thousands of people, because it's taking out all of the circuits instead of one single circuit. So they get up there and get across something that they're not supposed to get across. And so we have to do a good job of installing wildlife protection at those locations as well.
Providing safe, reliable service to our members is really important to us here at CoServe.
As much as we use electricity in today's society, it's, you know, it's an inconvenience.
And it's not just important to keep the lights on for our members at their homes, but also for local businesses too.
Yep. Got to keep the lights on for everybody. Well, Sarah, at this point in the episode, I think we've come to the conclusion that animal-related outages are kind of a big deal, right?
Right.
So CoServe is diligently looking for a solution to these snakes, and I think they may have found one. And for that, I went on a little field trip with our system operations superintendent, Perry Ansel, who's been with CoServe for 38 years. So we visited the Cross Timber substation in Flower Mound, and it was a little windy that day, so I'll apologize for the audio ahead of time. Thanks, Texas.
You hear something kind of pop, pop, popping. You walk over here, and a lot of time it's something's got this thing shorted out.
Perry showed us what they currently use to deter animals. It's kind of like an electric fence that lies on the ground.
So this metal here is just all grounded.
Yeah.
And then this wire up on top up here is just a fence charger is all it is. Say a snake crawls across it and lands on top and lands on this ground here, it's going to short the thing out until somebody comes and pulls it off. Uh-huh. A snake or a frog or anything. We find them.
So they have these ground deterrents at all substations in the CoServe area, but the snakes were still getting around it.
Well, what we had problems with that type of installation is, you know, one animal gets across it and, well, it shorts out the fencing, so any other animal coming in behind it, you know, it's easy for them to get past that.
We have quite a bit of trouble here. Frisco was the worst one this year. That's kind of the reason I dug into this stuff right here. We had two big ones at Frisco and Orbury, and maybe one out here this year. But I just got on the internet after we had that second one at Orbury and or Frisco, and I'm like, man, I got to pass something different, and just stumbled onto it by chance. Yeah.
What Perry stumbled onto was Snake Stop. It's basically this fancy electric fence that is specifically engineered to prevent snake incursions at these substations. It's made by a company called TransGuard, and it uses a proven patented fence panel technology. And I think about 3,000 or more substations around the U.S. have these fences already. So they're becoming more and more popular, and they're working. They're keeping the snakes out. So the way that they look is it's kind of like a mesh fence panel about 4 feet off the ground, and kind of reminds me of something from Jurassic Park.
Does it keep the velociraptors out too?
I think so. I think it's supposed to keep velociraptors out, but maybe not T-Rex.
Yeah, T-Rex might knock that down.
I think they just step over it because they're really tall, but definitely snakes. Okay. They will sell you on the snake. Keeping out snakes, maybe not velociraptors or T-Rex.
Well, is it dangerous to people or other animals?
Well, according to Perry,
it really ain't enough to kill anything unless it just got hung up on it. If you just touch it, it's just going to fall. But if you touch that and that at the same time, it's going to knock the crap out of it.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I'm with our coworker Nicholas there.
Yeah, you definitely shouldn't touch the fence. But basically the idea is that a snake or another critter would only touch one part of the fence and it would just get a little zap to scare it away. So it wouldn't kill it. So yeah, I had a really nice time with Perry checking out the new snake fence. And I'm excited to see this new technology at more of our substations. Do you remember what Shay said as far as when the rest of the CoServe stations will have these?
Yeah, so we should have 5 more substations this year equipped with snake fence. And then the remaining substations will be done by 2022.
Nice. Snake fence coming to a substation near you.
So to wrap up, the last question we asked Shay was, why should our members and customers care about such an oddly specific piece of equipment?
Of course, fewer outages to your members. I mean, it improves your power quality. So overall, it puts us in a better position to have fewer people off when we're able to protect at a higher level.
And that all ties back into CoServe's mission to provide safe, reliable service for our members and customers.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
When can I get one of these at my house?
Do you have a lot of snakes at your house?
It's just the thought.
Sure. That's basically it. Tune in next week for Bird Lasers, a programmable mounted laser defense. Just kidding. But it does exist. Look it up. To check out photos of the really awesome snake fence at our Cross Timber station, visit coserve.com/news.
This episode was hosted by Jason Kress and me, Sarah Ellis.
It was produced by Oscar Martinez.
We're mixed by Jason Kress.
We're sponsored by CoServe, a North Texas electric and gas distribution company.
Special thanks to Perry Ansel and Shay Hassel.
Thanks, guys.